And we know the best environment for everyone is one with trees. We're continuing our series on trees, essential in slowing climate change, but also for better mental and physical health, benefits that aren't spread equally. In Massachusetts, reporter Martha Biebinger of member station WBUR drove from her neighborhood just outside of Boston with more than 50% shade to the center of Chelsea, where tree cover is just 12%.
Susanna Carella lives in one of the leafier parts of Chelsea, and the townhouse she rents has central air. But on a sunny afternoon, there's no shade on Carella's roof.
Please be careful, those steps are very narrow.
And the temperature inside her third floor office has risen to 85 degrees.
You can start to hyperventilate up here very easily. And that's with the fan. You can imagine without the fan, there'd be zero circulation of air up here. It gets really hot. Yeah.
So Carella spends most days on her first floor, where the AC works best. She's given up on outdoor exercise in the heat.
I can't really walk outside because I will start to get those headaches, the nausea, fairly quickly.
All the unshaded pavement and brick buildings in Chelsea retain and radiate heat, baking residents even after the sun goes down. Trees provide relief with limitations. Boston University Associate Professor Madeline Scammell runs a heat study in Chelsea that includes placing temperature sensors in trees. On the same day, in two similar trees, the temperature has been 7 degrees hotter in one on the edge of a parking lot as compared to another in a Chelsea park.
So you could be standing under a tree in a very hot pocket of the city and have a much different experience than standing under a tree in a cooler pocket of the city.
The city and state of Massachusetts are trying to close those gaps within Chelsea and between Chelsea and communities with much better cover by both planting and retaining a lot more trees. Chelsea is one of 18 cities where the state has created planting zones. Kurt Gertner works on the state's environmental policy.
We are intentionally picking those environmental justice communities, those areas of low tree cover, to try and address equity and to provide the benefits of tree cover to those who are most in need.
Benefits like more shade and less wind that will lower utility bills, more green to calm anxiety, restore cognitive focus, and boost immunity, and more leaves to clean and cool the sweltering air. The goal is to plant 2,400 trees in Chelsea. It's a lot, but would only increase tree cover in the city by 5%. And that's only if all of the trees survive for at least 30 years. Natural gas leaks kill a lot of new and existing trees in Chelsea.
They're up against, they've met their rivals in Chelsea.
We're on Carella's back porch now. By mid-afternoon, it's shaded by the house. The Tobin Bridge, which connects Boston and Chelsea, is in full view, moving thousands of cars this hour. Jets heading to or from the airport add to the noise. An air quality monitor near Carella's home shows twice as many tiny bits of pollution and construction dust as in the suburban town of Sudbury or a few miles south in the leafy town of Franklin. Still, Carella finds calm here among her pots of petunias, zinnias, and sunflowers.
The environment has always mattered to me. I am huge into plants, both inside and outside. For me, it's my form of zen. It's my yoga.
There's a clear link between spending time among plants or trees and lower rates of stress, depression, and anxiety. Most Chelsea residents lose out. And blocks with few or no trees may put Chelsea residents at greater risk for crime. Michelle Kondo is a social scientist at the U.S. Forest Service.
We found that being under tree canopy cover reduced the risk of gun assault by 30%.
In addition to that risk, Kondo's research shows that increasing tree cover could prevent up to 400 premature deaths from all causes every year. And Peter James, an assistant professor at Harvard Medical School, has found a 12% lower death rate among women who live around lots of green space as compared to those who don't. James says access to green is just one more way that wealth buys you better health.
We do see across Boston that the wealthier neighborhoods have higher access to green space, you know, more parks, more trees. As you see neighborhood socioeconomic status go up, you see green space, trees, all metrics of nature increase.
Those metrics mean it's often 10 degrees hotter in so-called heat islands like Chelsea than in wealthier suburbs with lots of trees. Tonight is going to be stifling, and Corella will likely have a hard time sleeping.
Last night was bad, for example. Last night was bad. I think we were up between 4:30 and 5:30. I think 5:30 is when I finally passed out again.
Poor sleep is, of course, another health hazard. The cumulative effects of life with few trees just makes Corella mad.
Human life is not worth any less in Chelsea than it is anywhere else.
For Here and Now, I'm Martha Biebinger.